Welcome to CYC Podcast Discussions on Child and Youth Care, episode number 139. I'm Wolfgang Vachon. This week is the seventh in our uploads from the 20th Canadian National CYC Conference held in Vancouver, British Columbia this past May. Today's episode is by Shaden Hyder and Colleen Snell. While the presentation is by two people, the voice you'll hear is mostly Shaden's. Colleen is primarily company Shaden as a dancer. This presentation was originally part of a larger project which began by questioning whether empathy and caring can be taught, asking if it's possible to value and trust instinctual wisdom, care ethics, love, relational knowing, or intersubjective practices within academic institutions. Shaden is an advocate, a practitioner, and currently finishing her MA in Child and Youth Care at Ryerson University in Toronto. And Colleen is a dancer, choreographer, and the artistic director of Frog in Hand Productions, a dance company based in Mississauga, Ontario. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, folks. Okay, so some of you have seen this performance before, but for those who have not, I would like to forewarn you that there is some heavy experiences that I do share within my performance of my own lived experience. So before we begin, I would like everyone to take a large deep breath in and a large deep breath out. Just so you know, I'm going to share a little bit of context after the performance piece. Yes. Please bear with me as I share my journey. But keep in mind, this is only the tip of my story. As a child, I was abused. I was misused. I hated my life. I needed some light, so I thought maybe college would help. That my family did not like, for my duty as an Indian woman was to be a wife and mother, but I did not want to be one or the other, which they saw as a sin, so I was kicked out without being able to take any of my possessions. This was the beginning of my depression. So I entered school all alone, with no home and no one to call my own. I was lent an ear, but with limitation. I got an extension, but with exploitation of my issues and my struggles. I had to justify my troubles. I was homeless. I was poor. Every night, I slept on the floor. I had to find my own way. I had some friends who helped, but still, I wish I had a prof that had genuine advice and care to convey. Life moved on. I found work in the field, but still, I had a mother with schizophrenia, whom I hated, but was the only one who could be her carer, in a system full of barriers that seems to have lost sight of humanity, all of it testing my sanity. I tried to fight for what was right, but my voice was lost, and it was hard to continue to fight a system that only seems to listen to those whose skin is white. So I thought, maybe university would help. I learned more about CYC, all about the underlying theory, but there was a disconnect of what was taught and the treatment of us, the students. But we were taught to respect. We were taught to listen to those who would know best about their own self. Is this not the CYC vision? Hello? What about us future workers? Do we not deserve the same faith? A respect for our story, our experience, wisdom that we bring to this archaic system of colonial continuation and oppressive perpetuation. Again, I find myself dealing with life struggles, issues that I did not want to share, for others I did not want to trouble. But professors questioned the legitimacy of the reason I required their leniency. I knew this through the lack of support provided until I shared and confided. Even then, there was no check-in, no compassion, or how have you been? My life is like those we work with, but seems to not be deserving of the same practice. Do all humans not deserve the same response? Maybe my thinking is unorthodox, but I swear we learn that all deserve to be respected and to feel like they belong. So my question is, what have I done so wrong? I thought higher education would provide me, a marginalized person, with a chance to be acknowledged and heard. And though some did, many did not. For those who taught me to critically analyze still practiced within that marginalizing box. Thank you, thank you. So this is actually a piece of a larger performance piece with a collaboration with CYC undergrad students and dancers. It provided a phenomenal opportunities, as well as the process was just such a great learning experience as well. As some of our speakers have said, it's powerful for us to be exploring interdisciplinary partnerships in order for us to expand our forms of expression, as well as mine is only one of very many narratives of intersectional experiences while navigating through the academic scope. So I will be around so we can talk about this more later, but time's up. So thank you.
This concludes this month's episode of CYC Podcast. Tune in next time for more discussions on child and youth care. Subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Visit us on our website at cycpodcast.org. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/cycpodcast.